Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope everyone had a great 4th of July. Happy July 5th. It's 8 a.m. That means it's Panther Insider. It's a little bit after 8. But it's a holiday weekend. Hope everyone enjoyed the fireworks last night. I know my family and I did in Mount Lebanon. We had a great show. Good music, good fun, good people. Joel Nelson's behind the glass. Joel, how was your 4th of July?
Pretty good. One of the more like uneventful ones for me, but pretty good overall.
Now, where'd you go? Do you watch fireworks?
I was going to with my family. I was just so tired and exhausted from the day where I just kind of crashed out.
You had to get up early, too. What time were you in the studio this morning?
A little bit before 6 o'clock.
Yeah. He's a working man. Joel Nelson is going to man the ones and twos today. But hope everyone was safe. I saw this morning there was some lingering fog in the area, which was actually haze from the fireworks shows. You know, one thing I was talking about this last night, wanted to do, we saw a plane flying over last night, like during... just right before the grand finale. I would love to go in a plane one time and just kind of hover around Western Pennsylvania or any relatively densely populated area and just see it from that perspective. I know there's drone shots and stuff from it, but I'd love to get that bird's eye view of the region and the fireworks. And it was a perfect night, great weather weekend, which has not been the case here in Western PA. Relatively dry for the balance of the weekend, which is perfect. And I hope everyone enjoys that. We got a great show for you today. We're taking calls all show long. We're going to light up the phone lines, 412-928-9370. And here's what I want you to marinate on. You know, I am marinating currently 3 racks of ribs that I'm going to smoke today. So I want you to marinate for the next, let's say, 15 minutes about the top 10 Pitt football victories of this quarter century. We are officially... right now, 56 days from Pitt taking on Duquesne on the North Shore. That means there's only 7 Saturdays left without college football. Without Pitt football, I should say. Only 6 Saturdays left without college football because we got week 0 games, including Iowa State, Kansas State in Dublin on August 23rd. Pitt will take on and kick off against Duquesne, and the rest of the region, Penn State, West Virginia, will commence their seasons the latter part of August. So we have 56 days until Pitt gets underway, 49 until college football starts. Top 10 Pitt football wins of this quarter century, since the 2000s. The Panthers have been on the North Shore since the year 2000. Pitt Stadium closed in 1999. These don't have to be home games, though. So second segment, we're just going to catalog them. Rather than me make a huge mistake and just rank them off the top of my head, we're going to catalog them, and I need your help. 412-928-9370. We're going to go through them. We're going to throw it all out there. We're going to do cutting room floor, honorable mentions, and then we're going to rank them top 10. Maybe not necessarily in order. Maybe we will. And we'll get to that in the final segment, but I need your help to do that. 48 days exactly until Pitt volleyball gets underway. And Olivia Babcock, you'd be hard-pressed. She's the Paul Skeens of Pitt. It's crazy how good she is. The National Player of the Year returns to Pitt for her junior season. She was in somewhere last week, collecting another award for her successes on the volleyball court and an unbelievable person off the court. Pitt volleyball will get underway here in Lincoln, Nebraska with the first serve showcase. They'll take on Nebraska. I mean, this is a big, big weekend for Pitt. I'm going to give you this little snippet right now. They'll kick things off with the Blue Gold Exhibition at the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse on August 16th. That's free for all fans. But then things get real when they head to Lincoln, Nebraska for the AVCA First Serve Showcase. They'll play Nebraska on August 22nd at the Pinnacle Bank Arena and before taking on Florida, a rematch of the Elite Eight, on August 24th to wrap up the tournament. Then they'll come back to Pittsburgh August 31st, same weekend that Pitt football gets underway, Labor Day weekend, to take on TCU and Arizona State at the State Farm Showcase. Horned Frogs and Sun Devils advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament last year. So you got Nebraska, Florida, you got TCU, and you got Arizona State. All NCAA tournament teams. Nebraska's a perennial powerhouse. That's all happening here in just about 8 weeks, 56 days before Pitt football gets underway in the North Shore, Rib Fest, the whole nine, and then you can head up to PPG Paints Arena to catch some elite college volleyball as well. Olivia Babcock and company, the reigning National Player of the Year, poised to make another run. They've been to three straight Final Fours, and is this the year they break through? We will certainly find out. Pitt basketball rosters together. I've had a chance. I can't divulge too much information to watch them practice a little bit, but they'll get underway here. Exhibition game scheduled for August 19th. They will take on Providence in an exhibition matchup. So that is that's going to be a lot of fun. Really some big marquee games for Pitt on the docket this season. They take on WVU at the Coliseum in West Virginia, take on Ohio State at the Peterson Event Center. They'll play Texas A&M in a basketball game in the Pitt, in the ACC, rather, SEC Challenge. So some big Power 5 non-con games, including an exhibition game, which typically exhibition games for the Panthers are against local schools and so forth, but this one has a little bit of a different flavor. Obviously, Pitt and Providence were longtime rivals in the Big East and played a lot of games against each other. Who can forget? Send it in Jerome. But those that game will kick the season off in style. More details about that game are forthcoming, but wanted to put that on your radar for sure. The preseason honors are starting to fold, and we've got ACC Media Days coming up in just a couple of weeks. And not surprisingly, the Panthers have perhaps the best linebacking core in college football this year. I think it probably is. It's as deep as anyone. It's different. It's not. These aren't. This isn't your everyday Dick Butkus style linebacker. These are hybrid speed linebackers. Kyle Lewis, a preseason Walter Camp All-American, first team All-American, recognized as one of the best defensive players in the country. Desmond Reed also recognized in that list. Preseason ACC honors starting to fold in for the Panthers as well. 14 Panthers were named on the Athlon preseason ACC list. And as we take a look at that list, I want to talk about this real quick because there's a couple players that aren't on here that I'm a little surprised about. Obviously, Desmond Reed and Kyle Lewis, both first-team players. Reed as an all-purpose back. Kyle Lewis as a linebacker. Rasheem Biles was also a fourth-team All-American and right in there as a second-team All-ACC player preseason for Athlon. Also second-team honorees, Lyndon Cooper, center for the Panthers, transfer from NC State a year ago. Jimmy Scott, who I think is poised to have a really good season at defensive end on that side of the ball. Rashad Battle, who has absolutely been injury-plagued over the course of his career. But if he stays healthy, which is a big if, but if and when he stays healthy, you look at this Panthers secondary, and I talked about this last week, you've got 6'2 and 6'3 across the board. Battle is a big corner who can be physical and obviously can play in this style defense where you're pressed up playing man-to-man. Desmond Reed, also a second-team punt returner. Kenny Johnson, third-team wide receiver. Fair. Production hasn't been great. He's had some big-time games, but he is wide receiver one this year. And for Eli Holstein, he will be the predominant target. B.J. Williams, fourth-team offense. Sean Fitzsimmons, Javon McIntyre, also round out fourth team selections. So 14 selections on the preseason All-ACC team from Athlon Sports. You'll start reading more. We'll start seeing the ACC ranked in terms of power rankings head into the season. How much do I read into it? Not a whole lot, but there's a couple players that I'm a little surprised aren't mentioned on this list. And those players include the likes of Eli Holstein, for sure. Ryan Bears, another mainstay at right tackle for the Panthers that isn't getting a whole lot of love on these preseason lists. He's played a ton of football. He played a little bit out of position last year, playing left tackle, which is not his spot. But Bear is he's a bear. He's a big boy at 6'7", 350, or whatever he is, 330 probably. He's a little bit lighter. But I expect Bear to have a really good season. Second year in this offense, he's leaned up a little bit. He's playing at his home position at right tackle with Jeff Percy at left. But Holstein and Bear on offense are two guys that I think probably should have gotten a little bit more love. The guy that's flying under the radar on defense, and it's just by virtue of the fact that Biles and Lewis are so good, is Braylon Lovelace. I think Braylon Lovelace, I'm going to put this out there now, is the next Servassier Dennis at middle linebacker for Pitt. You can mark that down. A lot of people have said it. I'm putting it out there into the world here on 93.7 The Fan, the flagship for Pitt Athletics. I'm putting it out there to say that this guy is going to be the next great middle linebacker at Pitt, and who can forget the plays that Servassier Dennis made over the course of his career. Both have unbelievable instincts. So those three guys, Bear, Holstein, and Lovelace, are three that, you know, probably could be on that list somewhere. I understand it. The quarterback position is relatively stacked in the ACC. A lot of love for Cade Klubnik and Haynes King. Certainly everyone is excited about what Mensah is going to do at Duke and otherwise. But Eli Holstein, as I said a week ago as he joined the show, I think is going to surprise some people in 2025. Phone lines are starting to light up here. Title Man Chris from Knoxville, Mike on the road. I want you to hang with me. Hang with me. When we come back, we're going to start to compile this list. I've got my notepad open on my iPad. I'm going to start noting down these top 10 wins of the last quarter century. We are officially about to start the 25th season. Is it, though? I always struggle with this. When it starts at 2000, that's one. So maybe this is the 26th season since the turn of the century. I'll figure that out in the break. Regardless, we are going to catalog the top 10 wins of the last quarter century. And we're going to do it next on Panthers Insider on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Panthers Insider. We're going to start this now. We're going to catalog the top 10 wins. We're going to catalog more than 10 of the last 25 years, and I did confirm during the break that this will be the 26th season of Pitt football since the turn of the century in the year 2000. So my math was, my instincts were correct on that one. Joel, you always trust your instincts, and I got to learn to do that a little bit better. But I'm going to need some help with this. Because last time I did these rankings, I just kind of shot from the hip. And I omitted some people. I got chirped a little bit on social media. So I want to create a more collaborative environment for this one this time. So give me a shout, 412-928-9370. Top pit wins, top 10, we'll go 10, of the last quarter century. We're going to start with our friend and pit guru, Title Man in Harrison City. Title Man, good morning. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Once, you know, the 4th hits, I'm ready for the season.
You're always ready, Title Man.
The yearbooks come out, and since I was a little kid, I loved them. And obviously, in the last week, Athlon's had their All-American team, and Kyle Lewis and Desmond Reed are on it. As far as your list, and I don't want to steal, I don't want to be a hog here. I'll take a couple teams. Obviously, the Clemson game in 2016, and that was a game in which James Conner hit the All-American linebacker, and you'll remember his name, yep, at Clemson. He hit him so hard he bent his face mask. That was one. We were down there. Great game. And, you know, Coach Narduzzi almost every year pulls off a win that nobody expects. The second game, and people, this is slightly outside your model, but since 2000, the 2000 Penn State game.
Oh, yeah.
Down at Three River Stadium, not Heinz Field or Acrisure, whatever the hell it is now. No, 2000 at Three River Stadium, a 12-0 game. Rod Rutherford comes off the bench to do a little bit of the, the slash roll. And I'll remember this forever. I remember Ramon Walker, who was a big hitter. I remember Ramon Walker just knocking Eddie Drummond out of the game. And it sent a message that resonated all over that field, all over the stadium. It was a great win. Walt Harris, and I'll say this, Walt Harris was a very underrated. I don't think he was ever given the due respect that Pitt fans owed him. He did a great job coming in and reviving that program. The 2000 Penn State game, 12-0, is definitely on that list.
Well, I appreciate it, Title Man. Appreciate the call as always. You and your bride have a great weekend, and I'll be seeing you soon on the North Shore. There he goes, Title Man from Harrison City. Now we got a out-of-stater on the show, Chris from Knoxville, Tennessee. Chris, what do you got, man?
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, how you doing, Pat? Good to hear from you. Hey, always listening. I'm a Yinzer in Knoxville. Been down here about 25 years, but I'm a Pitt season ticket holder, and I try to make it home for every game. But one thing on top of this is I'm a Parker Drive resident, and I think you'll know what I'm talking about.
I know all you're talking about, my man. It's a great area.
Lincoln School alumni here, buddy.
Let's go.
But nonetheless, I'm a little older than you, but it's a great neighborhood to live in. But nonetheless, your first caller took away the one big pick I was going to say is the Clemson game. But being here in Big Orange Country, of course, the victory when Kenny Pickett was a senior, he came down here to Knoxville. And I was at that game, and I was fortunate enough, believe it or not, to watch the fourth quarter with Jimbo Covert in a concession area. And I'd say, hey, I couldn't enjoy it any more than that. But that game was courtesy of Mr. Pat Gallagher. I've known him for many, many years. But it was a great game. And then also, anytime you beat West Virginia is a great game. So
I'll leave
those with you, and I'll leave some other meat on the bone from others to call in. But really enjoy the show, and I wish you the best, and happy 4th of July, and look forward to hearing you on Thursdays with making Crowley sound legitimate.
Yeah, it's hard to do, but I try my best. Chris, I appreciate the call, man. Enjoy your weekend. That Pitt-Tennessee game in 2021 is in contention for me. And I know that Tennessee team didn't finish the season ranked in the top 25. However, that was the beginning of the Hendon Hooker, Josh Heupel marriage that turned into a college football playoff caliber team, and Tennessee has been on a roll ever since. Let's go to Mike on the road. Mike, what do you got here? Top 10 wins. Give me a couple we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah.
You're getting your thunder stolen, aren't you?
Yeah, I got my thunder stolen because as soon as you started talking about that, it was Pitt-Clemson.
Yeah.
I was out I went bowling with a buddy of mine and my wife, and we were at the bowling alley, and we saw that this game was just, you know, coming up to be a wild one. That one just hit me like a ton of bricks as soon as you said that. So, I'm just going to put my vote in for that game because it was so unexpected.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't start watching it right away because I thought, oh, Pitt's going to get they're going to get rolled in this thing. And then, so we're sitting there, and it's like early in the third quarter, and it's like, whoa, something's going on here. So we kind of delayed the start of our bowling to watch the rest of that game, and it was exciting. It was fun.
It was a great game. That was a great game. Mike, I appreciate the call, man. Have a great weekend. That game I remember vividly because my oldest son Trey was just born, so that means it's 8 years ago, going on 9 years ago that game was. And I got a chance to go down to the game. I had missed the game before, which I believe was Miami, which was a loss, I do believe. So we're coming off losing to Miami, and we're going to play, and maybe it was Virginia the week before. I forget. I'll have to go back and look at the schedule. I know I missed the Virginia game, and I think the Miami game was the next week. I think I missed two games that year. The only two games I've not been at in person, Pitt games, since I got to Pitt in 2007, were those two games, Virginia and Miami, in 2016, the year our first son was born. Then I got a chance to go down to Clemson. And we had a tailgate on the lake before the game. It was great. And I remember the fans were awesome. And I remember the game, you know, Deshaun Watson, they were just loaded. And the game just kept chipping on. And we got a lead. We're hanging in there. We're forcing turnovers. You know, Scott Orndorff's catching balls. We got George Astin catching touchdowns. We got Jamar Parrish down the sideline. Just unbelievable stuff in that football game. James Conner just rekindling the magic he had in 2014 and just playing just a Herculean football game. Nathan Peterman at quarterback. Yeah, that's a top three of the last 25 years for sure. Let's go to Scott in Bethel Park. We're going to pivot a little bit. Scott wants to talk about Eli Holstein. Scott, how are you?
Hey, just an offbeat comment. I just think that Holstein is going to be the best quarterback Pitt has had since Marino, and I'll hang up and listen.
Wow. Thanks. Scott coming in with fire take. And I listen, if he plays, if he can those first, let's say five or, you know, six out of the first seven games, because he you know, there were, the Cal game was not the Mona Lisa from him. But Syracuse, he was efficient in a game that was out of hand early due to pick sixes. But I would say if he can those and spread them out over a 12-13 game schedule and play more consistent in this style of offense, he's got a chance to put up gaudy numbers and they got a chance to win. They got to protect him up front, but the scramble ability, the ability to run, the creativity, the arm strength, all of it, he certainly has it. Steep hill to climb to pass Kenny Pickett and Dan Marino, but I'm all for him doing it. And I'm sure those two gentlemen would be as well. Let's go to Russ, our friend of the show, Russ in Mount Lebanon. Russ, good morning.
Pat, my game is the game I thought was one of the better games ever is the 2003 North Virginia Tech game.
Oh, yeah.
When they beat Virginia Tech there. That was Virginia Tech, that was number five in the country. And they went down there. I think it might be one of the first night games Virginia Tech ever lost at Lane Stadium. Especially after the 2001 game when they got completely screwed down there in that
yep.
game. When they should have beat Vic, they knocked Vic out of that game, and they should have won that game. And they got screwed on a pass interference call late
yep.
in the game. But that game at 2003 game was Fitzgerald had a great game, and it was an amazing game. They ran the ball like crazy. It was like one of those games where they just were able to run the ball. I forget who was the running back they had. I can't remember now. He had a big game. It was huge. But that's the game. That's definitely one of the top five for sure.
Oh yeah, there was consecutive upsets over Virginia Tech in 2002 and 2003. And Russ, I appreciate the call, man. Hope you had a great fourth at Mount Lebanon. Two consecutive upsets. The 0-1 game got away from him, but Lusaka Polite, obviously in 2003, with the fullback belly touchdown to win the game at Heinz Field, as it was called at the time. And 2002 was a big win in Blacksburg. That was the first year kind of post-Michael Vick. Now, Virginia Tech finished that season 2-4, but Pitt was able to win that game against the top five Hokie team and beat another ranked number five Virginia Tech team in 2003 as well at Acrisure Stadium. So that got Pitt to 7-2. Pitt was ranked in that game as well. That was really that 2003-2004 turnover. Some really good football being played on the North Shore, courtesy of Walt Harris. Bring the calls. Keep them coming. 412-928-9370. I'm going to throw these out, and this is by no means exhaustive. I still need to complete my thoughts. I got Pitt 12, Penn State nothing, year 2000 at Three Rivers Stadium. Rod Rutherford on a skinny post route for a touchdown, 62-yard touchdown. John Terman, the quarterback in that football game. I got two, but the 0-3 game at Heinz Field probably takes the cake. Pitt beats Virginia Tech in 2003 at Heinz Field, beats the number five Hokies. Pitt over Notre Dame in 2004. Tyler Palko throws for five touchdowns. One of the best individual performances in Pitt history, without a doubt. An awesome football game. I got that one. I got Pitt, West Virginia in 2007. Present company included in that game. The greatest upset in college football history. I think you can make that argument. Pitt-Clemson 2016, probably the best football game I've ever been to in person. Just back and forth, drama, nerves, and then just sheer elation at the end of that football game. Pitt-Penn State in 2016, the return of that rivalry. Pitt coming off of a just rather boring performance against Villanova in week one. Matt Canada's first year as offensive coordinator, for those of you that remember that name, Joel, in Pittsburgh, Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator at Pitt before he became the vilified coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Pitt came out and ran this offense that looked like a triple option offense. They were jet sweeping it to George Aston around the corner. Quadri Henderson was coming out of nowhere and taking it the distance, returning kicks. And then Penn State with Trace McSorley and Saquon Barkley, some guy named Saquon Barkley, stormed back in that game and had a drive to win the game. And then a guy named Ryan Lewis, no relation to Kyle, ended that game in the back of the end zone. Now, Pitt would go on to lose the next three games in that series, but I choose to remember the 2016 game because, and I'll leave it before I continue my list because we've got more calls coming in, that was evidence. Those four games, regardless of the outcome, were evidence that game should be played. It was a lot of fun. And that game, walking around Heinz Field in 2016, seeing plenty of white, seeing plenty of blue and gold, Pittsburgh was flooded on the North Shore with fans that wanted to see a great college football game, and boy, did they get it. Let me just spitball the rest of these. ACC championship game in 2021. Where's the love? They win a championship. Eric Hallett, pick six. Couple picks in that game. Fake slide by Kenny Pickett. Izzy Abanikanda with a touchdown. Winning a championship with that on the line was huge. And certainly is a top 10 win of the last 25 years. Pitt, Tennessee in 2021. I told you I had it on there. We got some recency bias here, so I want to go back to the early, mid-2000s as well. Pitt, WVU in 2022, the return of the backyard brawl. 2024, very good game as well. The 2022 game, to me, just was more, I don't know. It was start-to-finish action, that game. Pitt got in a hole early. You had just so many big-time plays. And then, obviously, the capper, in terms of winning a game on a pick six, that doesn't get much better than that. Pitt-WVU in 08. It's the game after the game. Just like Pitt upsets Virginia Tech in 2002, then they do it in 2003. Pitt beat Pat White and Steve Slayton again in 2008 at Heinz Field, 19-15, the day after Thanksgiving. And LeSean McCoy, on the last winning drive of the game, rushed the ball 13 consecutive times. That number may not be exact, but it sounds really good right now. 13 consecutive times. Double tight end, power. Either way, right or left. Billy Stahl, love him. He was handing the football off. And Shady hit the capper for the win. And then the Pitt A&M game. the Larry Fitzgerald catch game to beat the 12th man ain't easy to do. What are we missing? Let's rank them when we come back. It's Sports Radio 93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Phone lines are lit up, 412-928-9370. We're going to rank these top 10 pit wins of last quarter century. And we're going to do it before we close the show here. But first, we're going to go to Jeff. Jeff's in Toronto, Ohio, and he has been patiently waiting. Jeff's got some thoughts on the matter. Jeff, good morning. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Morning, Pat. Same to you and your family. Met you Aaron Donald senior year at Pitt Fan Fest. Been a big follower of yours. Interesting tidbit. My son-in-law is a West Virginia grad, and we watched the your 13-9 victory out in Noblesville, Indiana at the time. A game I'll never forget. Besides that one, my personal favorite, I've been a Pitt fan for a lot of years, a long time season ticket holder and 223, loud and proud there.
Yeah, baby.
So here it is. It's Kenny Pickett's freshman year when he come in off, I forget our quarterback, please forgive me. At the time, he got injured. Kenny come in, and they knocked off number two, the U. It was a very good game.
Yeah, you know what? And Jeff, people, I love that one. And I appreciate the call. Appreciate you, your support and loyalty, man. Narduzzi kind of called that at halftime. And if you get a chance to watch that interview, I was just looking into this last night, and that's like viral out there. Crazy stuff. Doug's on I-95, and I want to make sure that Doug is on hands-free because I-95 is a challenge. Doug, good morning. Be safe, my man.
Yeah, actually, my wife's driving.
Oh,
I drove the
perfect.
First 3 hours in the dark. Yeah, now she gets the daylight.
Where are you guys headed?
We're headed to Ocean Isle.
Oh, awesome. Have a great time.
Yeah, we usually see some pit fans down here. I'm in a van that has a license plate that says House Divided. My wife is a Penn State grad. So you can always pick them for their brain. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, my first game that I took my kids to that grew up pit fans was 2008 Iowa.
Ooh.
With LeSean McCoy in the late 27-yard touchdown run. So
yeah.
That was, I think, a big victory.
Oh, that was a huge win. Coming, Doug from I-95, a House Divided, safe travels. Hopefully the Penn State wins don't. I know she's probably got the upper hand a little bit in that one. We got a couple to stake claim to. Enjoy your vacation and appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Doug with Pitt, Iowa, 08. I was there for that game. Greg Cross. Who remembers Greg Cross? Greg Cross with a quarterback draw touchdown in that game. He's a transfer, a JUCO transfer quarterback. Great guy. He's coaching ball right now, I think, down in the state of Georgia where he's from. Unbelievable guy. That was his moment. That was his SportsCenter moment. Beat a very good Iowa team. I remember that game well. And then our friend and we're going to get to our rankings. Our friend Sam in Morgantown, I'm sure he's going to pick a Pitt West Virginia game as his favorite Pitt win. What do we got, hey, Sam? Matt. What's up, man?
Here you are provoking my PTSD here on this beautiful Saturday morning. I'm having some coffee, and again, with the 13-9 game. I mean, what a ball game, though. And 22 was a heck of a ball game. And we're killing college football by not keeping these regional rivalries alive.
I hear you, man.
Crazy.
I hear you.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And when I get to this list, and the West Virginia games are very present on that list, and I think it's appropriate with you on the line that I hope we can find a way to keep the game going, even in this four-year drought. I know it's going to be hard, but we got a little bit of a drought here that the game's going away. I want it to come back every single year, and I know a lot of Pitt fans do. So have a great weekend, man. Enjoy that coffee, and look on the bright side. Hey, it's a beautiful day. You live in America. Enjoy the weekend.
Damn right. Hey, great show, Pat. I love it.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you. I might be the only person in America that has a rival fan that listens to my show every week. It's pretty good stuff. All right, here we go. Without further ado, drum roll. Top 10 wins of the last quarter century. And I'll put this out on X so I can get ridiculed. Pitt-Miami in 2017 is number 10. If the 07 game was a huge upset, this was pretty darn big. Pitt was decided underdogs at home. In 2017 was having a rough season, was 4-7 at the time. The same exact record that we had in 2007, heading to Morgantown, by the way. And an unknown freshman quarterback who had played sparingly named Kenny Pickett, who would eventually be third in the Heisman voting and a All-American caliber player, first-round draft pick, came in at quarterback and led the Panthers to a huge upset win over the number two-ranked Miami Hurricanes. Number nine for me is Pitt-WVU in 2008. It was the follow-up game to the 07 upset, which is hard to do. You're playing, you know, Rich Rodriguez had left. Bill Stewart took over for the Mountaineers. Pat White was still the quarterback. A guy named Steve Slayton was still a tailback. They still had Owen Schmidt. They had everybody. And they were a darn good football team. They were 7-3 at the time. Pitt was 7-3 at the time as well, ranked number 25th in the country. And WVU got off to a decided 12-7, 15-7 lead in the fourth quarter. Problem was, a guy named LeSean McCoy rushed the ball 33 times for 183 yards and two touchdowns in that game. Pat White, incidentally, was 15 of 28 for 143 yards and two picks. He also led the Mountaineers in rushing at a long touchdown run, 93 yards rushing on 12 carries. He's a whale of a football player. Those two West Virginia teams are as good as any teams you will find in the last 25 years that Pitt has beaten, without question. Number eight, also a little bit under the radar. The 2022 Sun Bowl, Pitt-UCLA. Nick Patty with a game-winning drive. Ben Sauls with a game-winning field goal from 47 yards and 40-mile-an-hour winds in El Paso, Texas. Pitt beats UCLA. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who I think is still on the Browns. Well, not anymore. He's not on the Browns. I don't know where he is now. Eagles. He's on the Eagles. Was chirping Pitt the whole game. He said we were playing a JV team. Kalijah Kancey didn't play. A lot of Pitt's top players didn't play that game. Keaton Slovis wasn't playing, Pitt's starting quarterback. And Nick Patty's in there. And he throws a pick in the third quarter, a pick six, to go down 28-14. Pitt comes back to take the lead, 34-28, with 4:24 left in the fourth quarter. UCLA scores on a T.J. Harden 8-yard run with 34 seconds left in the game. Nick Patty takes over, has 30 seconds to work with to get Pitt into field goal range. He has a huge scramble, hits Jared Wayne on a pass, and Pitt gets down and gets – Bub Means had a huge catch to set up the field goal, and Ben Sauls is true from 47 yards. That is my number eight game. Pitt-PSU, year 2000, 12-0 Pitt win at Three River Stadium. Rod Rutherford, John Terman. Pitt ACC championship win in number six, which is pretty low for the ACC championship, quite frankly. They're just candidly better opponents and better games. I mean, Wake was a really good team, and to win a championship is nothing to be – you can't stick your nose up at that. But how do you have that over Pitt West Virginia in 2022? The Pitt six MJ Devonshire takes it the distance and Pitt wins that game to resume the backyard brawl for the first time since 2011. Pitt-Penn State in 2016, that was 16 years after that game was last played. We talked about that one earlier. Heinz Field was the name of the venue at the time, and Pitt came out and absolutely shocked Penn State in that game against a very good Penn State team. Pitt-Virginia Tech in 2003, Lusaka Polite for the win. I think being number three is a firm, strong position for that game. A huge win for the Panthers over the number fifth, five-ranked Hokies. Pitt WVU 2007 is number two. And not just because I had a small role in the game. It's the greatest upset I've ever seen, been a part of. 28.5-point underdogs against a team that I still believe would have won the national championship. And then Pitt Clemson in 2016. Let's be honest. It's a huge upset. Pitt was a better team in 2016 than we were in 2007, than the Panthers were in 2017 when they beat Miami. I would say that the 03 team that upset Virginia Tech, although that was a number five Hokie team, not number two, was a very good football team. But Pitt, Clemson 2016, the sheer quality of the game, the fireworks in the game, the back and forth, Clemson being at the absolute pinnacle, the peak of their powers at the time. Mike Williams at receiver, Deshaun Watson at quarterback. I mean, they had everything going. Ben Bulwer was the linebacker that James Conner bent his face mask, by the way, title man. That game absolutely had it all. And to boot, our fans actually rushed the field after the game at a visiting venue with no resistance. We had fans out there hugging our players. And on the way out, Clemson fans were thanking us for coming. That was our first trip there in a lot of years. And they were thanking us for coming and for being there. And ultimately, at the end of the year, they thanked us because Clemson went on to win the national championship that season. But that season in 2016 had so many great moments. It also had some heartbreak. Oklahoma State, North Carolina. I still think there are two teams in Pitt history that and Pat Narduzzi really didn't have his defense, the personnel that he started to get in 2016. It was only his second season on the job. But that offense with Nathan Peterman, James Conner, and Quadri Henderson, Scott Orendorff, that offensive line, that line in 16, and I'm going off the top of my head here, Alex Officer, Adam Bisnawati, Brian O'Neill, Jared Jones-Smith. Man, I mean, it was just as good of an offensive line as Pitt's had. Maybe the best offensive line that Pitt's had in the last 25 years, and that's saying something. Again, across the board, that was just a very good offensive line, and they beat the Clemson Tigers in 2016 in a huge upset in Death Valley. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate all the calls. I hope everyone, it's Saturday. It feels like Sunday kind of because yesterday was 4th of July. I hope you guys all have a safe weekend. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Joel Nelson, thank you for manning the phone lines. What time do you get off? Noon today?
Yeah, noon.
Noon? You off tomorrow?
I'll be back at noon tomorrow.
Back at noon tomorrow? Joel Nelson, although he is wearing a Happy Valley shirt right now, but I am okay with that, is the hardest working man, one of the hardest working men at this station. Men or women, quite frankly. And I appreciate you, all you do, man.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate
you. Have a great weekend. Everyone, enjoy yourself, stay safe, and as always, hail to Pitt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.